The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced Tuesday that the geoduck duck fishery would resume now that Asian demand is returning.
Some of the markets over in China are starting to reopen. And, of course, China is our final market for geoduck ducks that are harvested here in Southeast.
That's Phil Doherty, co-executive director of the Southeast Alaska Dive Fisheries Association. Geoduck duck fishermen were among the first Alaskans to feel the effects of the coronavirus. That's because market demand in China fell off a cliff as authorities ordered lockdowns. A coalition of commercial fishermen recommended closing the fishery in late January, and it's remained closed ever since. But as demand rebounds, Doherty says divers are ready to test the market.
It's not as big of a market as it was before C-19 hit us all. So we'll see. We are not anticipating very good prices, maybe somewhere between $3 and $4 a pound, which is not really the best prices we've ever seen.
Normal prices for a geoduck fisherman usually range between $5 and $10 a pound.
But the divers felt we needed to at least give it a chance with a small harvest.
He says that while Chinese demand is recovering, the coronavirus is now complicating matters on this side of the Pacific. Flight cutbacks in response to a pandemic-fueled drop in demand means shipping could take an extra day or two. And Doherty says that could mean lower prices for fishermen.
Since the geoduck ducks are sold as a live animal at the restaurants and in the markets, any delay in getting them to market, you have a little bit more mortality within the geoduck ducks themselves. And the more mortality you have, the less you get paid.
Doherty says he'll be watching prices as the fishery reopens. Fishermen will first get to work in Nauket Inlet, about 40 miles south of Ketchikan. The state has set a harvest limit of 800 pounds of geoducks per permit holder. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.